Now, will you notice? This woman, she says, my heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord. She said wasn't all 100% bad. There were godly rulers, godly men, and this woman wanted them to know she gave them her support. It was the godless crowd that she rejected. And then in verse 10, she says, speak, ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. And that was the place of assembly. And she said they're going to have a meeting. And instead of talking about what they talked about in the past, that which was sex, that which was peace, that which was love, and that which had to do with just the commonplaces of the day, that which didn't amount to anything, she says now they're going to talk about the Lord, and they're going to talk about the things of the Lord and the acts of God, the righteous acts of God. My, this is a tremendous passage of Scripture, by the way. And then notice, as you move on down, verse 12, awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. This woman, Deborah, after the victory, she tells this man, Barak, again, she says, take over. And he doesn't take over. And she had to continue as the leader. And she found she had dominion over the mighty. And out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek. After thee, Benjamin among thy people, out of Maker came down governors, and out of Zebulun they that handled the pen of the rider. In other words, the other tribes now join in. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar and also Barak. He was sent on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben, there were great thoughts of heart. But some of the tribes didn't help. And one of the tribes was Reuben. Reuben didn't send up reinforcements. Reuben wasn't there to give the support that they should have given. And they were a neighbor, and they were close by, and they didn't. And then there were others that didn't. Verse 16, why abodest thou among the sheepfolds to hear the bleatings of the flock? Reuben stayed with their job. They felt like that they should continue with their flocks. They couldn't turn them over to somebody else. For the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. They just stayed by and acted as if there was no war at all. They burned their draft card. They didn't come.